Me.
Welcome to Just One More Thing. What?
Is it doing like a lead-in thing for you guys?
Yeah. Welcome to Just One More Thing, a podcast where we talk over Columbo, and we start immediately when the episode starts, so you know that you should have started. John isn't here this week, and so we are not watching Columbo. We are watching the Netflix original series, 13 Reasons Why, Season 2, Episode 1. No one here has finished, or even in some cases watched, Season 1. Did I say we were watching Season 2? Thankfully, this show gave us a big warning about the stuff in this show, so we're not missing anything. But welcome. I don't know. This is going to be weird. I'm here with Hugh.
Oh, we don't get to introduce ourselves.
No, yeah, hi. I'm Hugh. Hey, Mom.
And our returning special guest.
I'm introducing myself instead of you saying my name. Okay. I'm Joshua Mann, This is my big punk rock mixtape.
All right. So how much do you even know about this show, Joshua?
I know it's about suicide and that a bunch of people got mad at the first one because there's some kind of controversy over, like, depicting suicide in this way, making it more likely that other people will commit it or something.
So do you know who committed suicide?
I assume the main character, Reason. Is that not...
Yeah, I guess you're right. It is a girl named Hannah committed suicide, and okay. To own the libs, she put out a bunch of mixtapes, basically saying, hey, if you receive this tape, you're one of the reasons I've killed myself. Let me tell you my story about how you suck, and sent those tapes to people.
Yeah, so I remember watching about two or three episodes, and I don't want to be mean, but I don't care about teens. not in like a general sense, but like whenever it's like, oh, here's this like teen drama. Oh, they like people and they're going through high school. I did not have a bad high school. I understood that it was just a holding pattern because young people like to mess with shit and fuck shit up. So they keep you inside a building all day. So I just bided my time and got my way through it. And then, like, this show just seemed to be like, man, high school sucks. Look at all these people who suck. And I was like, nah, there were a lot of nice people in my high school.
I care very deeply about teens. And this show is still very strange.
Yeah, I can't relate to any of the people in this show. And I don't care about them. This girl with the neck tats, though. Ugh.
So when we... we're trying to decide what show to do while John was gone for our comedy voiceover podcast. Why exactly did we pick one that was about suicide?
Well, hopefully when John comes back, he gets to hear this episode and hear about what his absence made us think about. And like the place we were in when he was gone.
So this episode is just going to be like a suicide joke after suicide joke.
Is this dude seriously getting a semicolon tattoo?
Hell yeah. So
what? Oh my god.
So one of the low-key aspects of the first season is this kid Tyler has like schizophrenia.
He has schizophrenia?
He has some sort of mental disorder that causes him to hallucinate and he is on medication for.
And he's uncovering this plot about his friend being raped, so he just got a comma.
He got the tapes, too. So everyone gets all 13 tapes, and they listen to all of them. And, like, each tape is about one particular person. And so he got the tapes, and he was, like, tape 10 or 11 or 12, one of the last ones. And the fucking tape is, like... Oh, actually, you didn't do anything. You were actually just a really good friend. I know I opened these tapes with, you're one of the reasons I killed myself, but you were actually cool.
Okay. So, man. Like, most...
Yeah, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I don't know, I was gonna make a joke, but it feels weird to make jokes about this.
She's alive.
I don't think it does.
So, it's actually really strange, because this is adapted from a YA book. And the YA book's ending is that, oh, actually, she's been alive this whole time. She's in the hospital.
Oh. Did that happen in
absolutely in the
TV series? Okay.
Because like I don't know, like I because they decided they wanted to focus on the mom a lot, and it wouldn't make sense to focus on the mom grieving if actually she was just in the hospital.
Ah, okay. So now we're about to watch these teens fuck in our comedy voiceover podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always a big fan of teens fucking.
Oh yeah.
I mean, not I, to I be don't. Like the concept. Like I support
I
it.
I don't really like this. He knows that he has to use his penis, right? Like he's been sitting in this weird position where like his hand is like keeping her legs closed and like.
Oh.
What?
Hell
what the
yeah.
fuck?
We're going God. Hard.
Hey, what did he say?
He's like, oh, you've been she, cutting yourself on
yeah,
your vagina?
Yeah, she's cutting her legs.
What is this? That
oh.
is that French film? The Pianist? Or the
no.
Teacher?
She was cutting her legs for self-harm. Which
oh, this is a great way to handle people cutting themselves.
Right.
To berate them.
Yeah,
aggression. That's a really
good
way.
Yeah,
that's where comfort comes from.
And he's like, now that we've had this weighty moment, I'm going to put it in.
Is she supposed to be 18 as well, or is she like some 29-year-old that he's hanging out with?
So I got as far as them meeting. I didn't get to them actually starting to see each other. All I remember is just she works in a coffee shop.
Okay.
But if she has that many tattoos, and she's just getting a tattoo, is she legal? I mean, is she at least 18?
I mean, he just got a tattoo. Yeah, if they get tattoos, they're 18.
Well, they could be going to, like, a bad tattoo parlor that takes people no matter what.
I feel like they would have mentioned that in the show.
Oh, okay.
You know, that seemed like a plot point if they were going to...
Oh, hell yeah.
Bad place.
I want to meet your girlfriend. My girlfriend doesn't eat.
I was very into a bad girl like this girl right now when I was in high school as well. She turned out to be a terrible person. Luckily I saw that before, like, I got too caught up in that. This guy, I feel like he's not going to see that. I feel like he's going to get sucked into something bad. Or she's going to turn out to be, you know, Little Miss Perfect, even though she cuts herself.
When you guys were growing up, did you ever just see your parents hanging around, like, a dinner table doing nothing?
What do you mean by nothing? I saw my parents do, like, taxes and stuff.
Well, it's like she was just sitting there at this table when he came
just
in.
Sitting at the table.
Like, she's just not reading anything. She doesn't have her phone.
No, she got
shit. She's got stuff in front of her.
Yeah,
she's doing lawyer stuff. My understanding just from this scene is that she's a lawyer of some kind.
Yeah, let's analyze this whole parental situation as they talk about how this kid who raped the girl who committed suicide has not been charged with anything.
What?
So...
Whoa. He's, like, upset that she's not accepting stuff. And then he's like, I'm not gonna...
On tape... So, on tape 9, Hannah sends a tape to the guy who tried to rape her. And she finds out that he already raped her friend. Welcome to our comedy podcast.
You know, I just...
Yeah. Jesus, Patrick.
I don't know. It just feels dumb. Like,
it's,
I'm not saying this stuff,
like,
doesn't actually happen. Like, rape happens and it's bad. Let me just put that disclaimer before I make fun of it. But this show just, like, is, it's, like, it, like, he's trying to, like, uncover this and all this stuff. It just feels so just, it feels weak to me. I don't know.
It feels more dramatic than Riverdale.
It feels it's like they're trying to make, like, a teen adventure kind of thing.
Adventure?
He's like... He's traveling all over, talking to people, discovering stuff, like...
Having a great time uncovering Chek's note card. Rape?
I don't know. Hey, man, adventures can be dark.
Oh, is that the ghost of the
girl?
Yeah,
yeah, it's the ghost of the girl.
I mean...
So, okay, I'm going to force some kind of something into this show.
God.
I'm going to say that is actually a real ghost.
This guy looks like...
I hate to tell you, break this to you... I'm pretty sure she's a real ghost.
Ah, that's what. What else is this guy in?
In so much stuff. He plays this character constantly.
he plays like a cop in it. In some
he
other
plays
show,
that
doesn't
or
he?
Some dumbass yokel dad. You can't go out there and do that.
I
something
I,
like that.
What teen is able to accrue this many posters for their bedroom?
Alright, we gotta pick a line of comedy and stick with it, guys.
You know, I don't think it's our fault that this show can't pick a fucking tone.
Wait, what do you mean? What's our line of comedy?
Well, we bounced from real ghost to cop dad to posters on his wall really ever hitting a single punchline.
Look, this is definitely an episode that people are going to be like, oh, John's not here and they're not doing Columbo. Why would I listen to this?
So I'm really fascinated.
I think it's okay if we're not on point.
I'm really fascinated by set design and like the way people decorate, particularly children's rooms, because it always seems like none of them have ever had or been a child.
Like, is this guy the rapist?
No, he's...
I don't know any of the characters, so...
He's the...
Is this not the same teen?
No, it's a different teen. He's...
How can you not tell? They look so different.
So he's the teen... Let's bring this up. He is the teen who Hannah liked, and he was, like, the third part of her trio of friends, but then he started dating her other friend, and they ditched her. And I don't... And I think he's also gay... And then at the end, he tried to kill himself, but he just broke his leg.
He seems gay to me. My gaydar's going off. She's the bad friend?
Yeah, she's the one who dated that other guy and ditched Hannah, and I think she was the one who was also raped.
I was about to say, I think she, like, yeah, she's a bad person, but also she's a rape victim.
Man. I know I loved as a kid just putting on a nice lamp on my desk. A nice potted lamp.
Why does every show have teens putting pictures in mirrors? Is that a thing? Do people put pictures in mirrors like that?
I never had a mirror in my bedroom.
I didn't either. Oh.
That was a cut.
I was hoping so much that was the sound of someone in her family committing suicide.
No, this is the mom.
Of Hannah?
Yeah.
Is there just a picture of the rapist over there? She's shooting.
Well, she's got 13 tapes, so she's got to go through 13 targets.
Fair enough.
Has she been a gun person, or is this a new development?
This is new. Her like marriage fell apart after the suicide, she's been wronged. Have you seen the trailer for that movie Peppermint?
God, that movie looks so bad.
Coming to theaters near you.
No,
it's the Equalizer.
Mad
lady,
mad mom, hunts down Illuminati conspiracy.
Why is that a thing? Like, why is that a thing?
I love getting drunk and making a menacing corkboard. I don't know about you guys.
Okay,
not just drunk, wine drunk.
Do corkboards actually exist? I have no access anywhere.
What is this chart?
Oh, I gotta have a chart with a cork on my cork board.
It's a chart saying these circles, these people are connected.
Which teen is this?
There are so many teens. I don't remember who this kid is. I think
he's
he was a
keys for the school. What?
He might have been the kid who like photoshopped like porn of Hannah. I don't remember.
What? He's like, at school after hours?
Like literally the worst.
You ain't seen shit. Is there a black character or something? What's going on?
Or maybe this was the kid who was stalking Hannah and took a bunch of photos of her.
Ooh.
I think that's it. It's like there are so many. There are 13 different characters to parse each of their motivations and actions.
You know what? We are. Let's see. We were about a sixth of the way through this, and we got a very good handle on what's going on.
So everyone wants to try some sort of case, and they're trying to get these people to testify. I don't know what crime. Maybe bullying.
Yeah. But manslaughter. That guy admitted to raping her, right?
No, that's not the kid that did it. That's the kid who like stalked and photographed her.
Okay, that's still a crime.
Yeah.
But this is a different kid.
This
right?
is a no, different. No,
this
kid.
This is a different kid. He did not just.
They
cut
did.
His hair.
Oh my god, they did like a cut, and I didn't even notice it because it's just another teen talking
Look,
to his mom.
There's a lot of like, there's a lot of brown haired white kids in this show.
Look, like,
and they all have such fraught relationships with their mother.
Fiona has a hard time like differentiating between some white people. Like sometimes she gets white people confused. She could never watch this show. Like, she could never, ever watch this show. She would think it's all the same person. She'd be like, no, this is at a different time period of his life. It was a couple years ago when his hair was different.
This is before the schizophrenia.
Yeah.
I would actually really prefer this show if it was actually just complete time travel, time jumping around Westworld nonsense.
I would prefer the show if it was Columbo. That's what I would prefer. I want him to just show up and be like, heard y'all are having some problems.
Yeah, I'm already, like, yeah, Columbo really should show up to solve this murder.
Just one more thing.
Yeah. What are these tapes you got here?
You know, I just got this new tape recorder from my wife. Do you mind if I borrow one of these?
I don't have any of my own tapes. I need something to listen to in the car. It puts it in. If you're hearing this, it's because I killed myself because of you. Oh, goodness gracious!
Columbo would actually probably be extremely upset. Because Columbo's a very nice guy.
So sorry this happened. Do you know any of
my friends? This is the second kid we've seen. I know it's confusing. I still don't even...
I'm really excited about never having to watch this show again. Like, this just confirms to me. I was like, maybe we'll watch this first one. I'll be like, oh, I might get sucked into it. It might be interesting. So it's like, no, it's just a white person town.
So it's like...
Full of problems I don't care about.
So, like, this is based on a YA book. But like I said, they changed the ending of the book. And have to completely make up a second season. So this is just, like, rolling a dice. On, like, a teen problem chart.
You know what? I think that this is probably going to be better than the first season, because I don't think that having a show based off a YA novel is like, oh, that's... It had good writing before, but now...
Who knows
where it's going to go?
It was something.
Yeah, I mean, it had a direction.
It was basis for them to make a TV show.
And like Archie... Like, Riverdale's got Archie comics...
Don't even act like there's the only Archie comics that should be that can be made into a show are the Archie comics in which Predator showed up and killed a bunch of the characters.
What about when Punisher showed up? Because Archie looked exactly like a murderous criminal.
That one was not good. The Predator one is the only TV show Predator TV show Archie I want to see.
What the fuck?
Are they doing heroin?
This is a medical doctor.
No, it's steroids.
Are they
This is a medical doctor who's giving a spinal injection to his other medical doctor friend.
Yeah, that dude's got a high school.
That dude's got a butt on him. Yeah.
they live in a high school.
It's a real Doogie Howser situation.
Yeah, these guys are definitely teens. Yeah. These guys are definitely teens, by the way.
Yeah, these are definitely not people in their 20s.
Yeah, these guys are not about to turn 28. You can tell by that backward turned hat. What is going on? This is what we needed to really spice this show up, some courtroom drama. That was what it was missing, guys.
From what I understand, the season revolves around a court case happening. Again, I don't know who is being charged with what. But...
It's the rape case, right? Is that not what it was?
But they don't know the... So, they don't... Can you charge rape on the behalf of a dead person?
Yeah, so they're saying we don't have any evidence of rape, and you guys can't even prove that they were together at the time.
Yeah, so, like okay, what...
We gotta show that she was being bullied.
Yeah,
oh, so... Oh, she's saying, the school didn't do anything. The school knew she was in trouble and didn't do anything, so we're suing them too.
Yeah. So maybe that's what this is? They're suing the school for letting bullying happen?
There's a not...
That seems like inappropriate.
I was about to say, all right.
God, these fucking match cuts.
What is this guy in? This guy's in something else, too.
This guy is weird as a lawyer to me.
I mean, he's a small town lawyer.
I think that's the weird part to me. I don't think I would expect a effeminate gay lawyer to be in a small town. I don't know. I mean, it's 2018. What am I saying?
Yeah.
I'm used to small town lawyers being countrified. Hello, Larry. Here's
this actress's headshot.
The eyes move because it's a ghost.
I want her to, like, step through the painting. Ha ha!
Oh, look how evil she obviously is.
Fix yeah, what is that necklace?
Fix your necklace.
Little did you
what
know,
is going
Hannah
on
killed
with this costume coordinator.
Look.
Oh, okay. This show needs to be pulled off.
You think
Netflix
Hannah's
right
a victim?
Now.
Let me tell you about the 28 murders she committed in 1978 in California.
Here's this long shot of baby Zac Efron.
Yeah.
No, this is the kid with the who tried to kill himself. Oh hell yeah!
Look at that bright green hair in the background.
Yeah, what's her story?
Right, better than this one.
Okay, so
can you
my
look
not
like an actress?
Not liking things. Okay,
my gimmick is I eat lollipops all the time.
My teeth are horrible. I have so many cavities. 13 reasons why. And all of them are these
okay.
lollipops. This guy's in Riverdale.
Yeah, so
is
I think he's
the
rapist. Actually, yeah. This guy was in Riverdale, and then they recasted him in season 2 with another Asian guy.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
That's a good way to combat suicide.
Listen, the principal saw Fight Club the night before, and he gave him a really good idea.
Guys, check this out. Don't talk about Suicide Club. I mean, suicide.
Don't talk about, looks at web browser, Suicide Girls. Wait.
Oh no, what have I done? One thing I do remember about the first season that I think would make it better than this thing that I'm watching right now is that it did have time cuts between like after the suicide and before the suicide.
Yeah, but the problem is that they over the course of that season they literally run through every scene except that's not true for later on in this season.
Okay, great.
But I'm
this
sure...
guy with smile lines on his face already. But yeah, like I feel that, like this is gonna feel really monotonous.
That classmate keeps having a psychic battle with me.
Bad tie choice.
This one, who does this remind me of? This reminds me of one of the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, look, he's got a kind of Nick Jonas vibe.
Yeah, he does.
This dude's got weird ears. Look at that. Look at that guy's ears.
Why does every guy named Nick look exactly like a Jonas brother?
Is his name Nick?
I don't remember. I was just thinking about how everyone named Nick looks like Nick Jonas.
Oh, okay.
Wow, is that school appropriate? I can see her back.
Open back, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look right at the camera. Very effective storytelling technique.
Jessica equals
drunk slut.
Bitch. These
Tamika
kids
licks pussy. How would none of this would obviously get all washed off immediately. You can't have graphic graffiti like that.
I love that they're ballsy enough to put it on the door. Okay, Bryce was the rapist. I feel like
this
I'm
literally listening to people just say names to each other.
I was going
to
say, I feel like I'm watching a scene from American Vandal.
Yes, this is the true season 2 to American Vandal. If anybody ever someday happens to listen to this, turn this piece of shit show off. Go watch American Vandal. You can leave the podcast on; it'll still be fine. But just
honestly,
go watch that instead.
Honestly, the audio would probably still match up pretty well.
It would be fine. You would not. It would unfortunately end after an hour, and you have to watch the rest of American Vandal without us.
Hugh's mom.
Honestly, no one is still listening at this point. They've all like.
We're
not being funny enough to make up for this bullshit ass TV show.
No, it's you were right before Joshua. I didn't mean to disagree with you because we don't. There's no funny that can be pulled out of this other than this going fuck this show. It's so bad. I hate watching this.
Hey Hugh, how much of a nightmare would it be if we just stopped this, kept recording, and just switched it to F the Prom?
Yeah, all right, here we go. All right, guys. So you should be stopping your Netflix experience at 25:20, and we're going to pick right up with F the Prom. Don't worry, I'll cut it so it's a seamless cut.
Are we actually going to do this?
No.
No.
I need to eat in 30. It's 9 o'clock, and I have not eaten.
F the Prom is an hour and a half long movie.
That is about the length of a Columbo episode. It's not like that's crazy.
But that would be plus this.
Yeah, and like...
All right. So we're to be clear for our single remaining ghost listener who's been trapped in hell where they have to listen to this over and over again, we are not switching, correct?
Yeah, sorry.
No,
that was all
we're not. That was a joke. Oh, we're in the ghost field.
Oh my god. Look at this.
I feel like anytime Hannah Baker shows up, we've slipped back in time to the ghost field.
I would feel like if I was a person that was not a teen playing a teen on a TV show or movie, I would feel bad. I would not like that.
Okay. Whip out a gun.
Wait, is that the girl?
Yeah, that's the ghost. We're in the ghost field.
Oh, we're in the ghost field. Okay, I'm sorry.
So why did people make fun
started
of her?
Fucking with my phone?
Dude, trust me, none of, like, it...
Is she just a manic... Is she, like, a wannabe manic pixie?
Kinda. Like, I understand that, like, pretty and smart and popular people get bullied, too. But...
Is that what this is about?
I don't know. She's, like, an outcast for some reason.
I could not pick up on that. She, like, worked at the movie theater, and she had a hard time making friends or something. And I was
for
like,
some
like,
reason.
Stuck up? Because it seems like it.
Hell yeah, we're back in the ghost field. Take that lipstick down. You're going to look like you wanted it. Oh no! Ah, the happens! The ghost field tricked me. Time.
This is just... It's like... They can't, like, I guess, like, is the mom, was the mom a big character in the last season?
Yeah, she was.
Okay, then never mind. I was going to say, maybe it's like, we're exploring the mom's character more now, but I guess not.
Well,
are they using this weird language? Like, shoot and capture and, like, it's all weirdly aggressive.
I don't know. Who made you cry?
Oh, that's the picture from the... that they put up in front of the jury. He took the picture.
Who
which is
made
dumb.
Members of the jury, look at this photo and ask, who made her cry?
Like, who talks like this? Like, I thought he was awkward. Like, if he's awkward, then how is he saying, you're amazing?
How?
What?
How is everyone having, like, profound observations about what's happened.
I also like that everybody admired and liked her except whenever they had to interact with her when they treated her like shit and raped her. Like, what the fuck is that?
It's like reverse gossiping. You're shitty to someone's face, but then you're very kind to them
just
behind their back.
We just love her. Get the fuck out of here. We're talking about you.
You know, I feel like I do that.
What? All right. Wait, so he's like, wow, you're amazing. Thanks for doing my photo shoot.
Also, thanks for spreading that upskirt.
Yeah.
Wait, who spread the upskirt?
So there was like an upskirt on her on that jock's phone.
Uh-huh.
Because he was like, oh, yeah, your panties.
I'm going to... I don't know. I can't... The logistics of this show constantly baffle me, and I feel like it can only be explained by the interference of the ghost field.
Or we didn't watch the season that came before this, so there's a whole bunch of references that we're not understanding. AKA
I mean,
the ghost field.
I mean, inside the ghost field school, Hannah's still alive and she's mad.
And then I went to her house and I played One Direction's You Don't Know You're Beautiful and knocked on her door. And I profess my love to her.
Oh, he did go to her house, though.
Look at that bow tie.
A boy. Oh gosh, it's the harem main character.
He got shy. Wait, who the fuck is this guy?
The photographer.
I got shy.
Hey, you never just got. You never just like went to a girl's house and then hid in a bush because you felt really nervous.
Do they have any editors? Like, do they read their stuff out loud to see, like, hey, would human beings say these words? I don't know.
I mean, I think, it's
the
ghost.
I just pulled
these
out of an algorithm that we got off of Google. Fuck it.
We're basically in, like, a Persona game where it's, like, everyone's being interfered by, like, the midnight hour / ghost field.
Oh, don't.
Yeah,
dude.
So this is what he did. He got some creeper photos. I took out my camera.
Why?
Because I saw she was taking photos.
What the fuck?
I made sure my fucking camera was as loud as possible.
Also, like, what's this like stupid like? Oh, I didn't make sense of what I saw. You're a fucking 16-year-old boy. You want to jack off later to this girl you got a crush on? What the fuck are we doing here?
And that was when it happened. The bulge in my pants, it grabbed the
like,
camera
fucking,
from my
like,
hands.
There's fucking like a philosopher on the stand here fucking defending him, like his metaphysical state or something. It's like, I was so conflicted. Like, what the fuck?
She
Wait,
did it
what?
Too.
Is this lawyer trying to argue?
Because
she deserved to be raped, Your Honor. And jury, you would agree with me. If she was here, you would all rape her too. Because of how terrible she was for taking a picture of
she
herself.
She sexted. Did you know that sexting is child pornography in this instance?
She's a creator of child pornography. Meaning if she was here, I would put her away for 20 years.
But so is fucking Nick Jonas there on the stand.
No, he was trying to understand. That was not for
yeah, you misunderstand.
He was
yeah,
trying to understand what he was seeing.
Yeah, it's unexplainable. He was capturing photos
so
of
innocent.
A child pornographer in
yeah,
the act for
was,
evidence to be used
evidence.
Against her. Yeah. He was going to go straight to the police after some a couple of hours in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Did you cheat on your spelling test in fifth grade?
Wait, what tape did he make?
I don't know.
Is he like a powerful person now? I like because he like figured everything out, and he's like, they're like, oh, he knows or something. Is that like, is that what's going on?
He's the tape master.
Okay, because it seems like so everybody just got one, and he's got all 13. Right.
You know,
no,
everyone
right?
got all the tapes, but I don't know if everyone listened to all the tapes.
Wait, what happened to the cool kid?
What the fuck? They made a whole TV show about this thing that was too boring for even the characters inside of it to listen to all of.
Yeah.
I always got this feel, because it's like, so, I wish we were watching
the
last season.
Oh, I thought this was
going
to be the end. God,
I know, I was so excited.
So, during the last season, halfway through, all of the kids on the tape start, like, conspiring together and form a league of villains to like beat up the
yeah.
main character.
I was about to say, I remember there being like a cabin or like a room in, that they were all
yeah.
in talking about this.
There's like they have like a lunch table cabal.
Okay, and then like I remember the girl that was raped also was like, "Fuck
and
you,
she's,
dude."
Yeah, she's in the cabal, and like the implication is if every one of these people listened to all the tapes, then everyone would be like, "What the fuck? This dude here at this table with this raped multiple girls."
And she is one of them, and she's sitting
Ooh,
next to
him. A fight
him.
Scene. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Kick his
That's
ass.
That's not how you choke someone.
I love watching
That's
teachers
the reverse
punch
of how
adult
you choke
students.
Someone.
That's how you kind of, like, cradle someone for a nice kiss, but,
yeah.
like, in a, like, a kind of an aggressive kiss.
I know you're in the 21 Jump Street program. You're not a real teen. Your hairline's already receding.
I mean, wait, is this guy a teen as well, or is he a teacher?
No, he's the principal. He's the guidance counselor.
And he just
wait,
choked
wait, seriously?
Yes.
What the fuck?
That's the guidance counselor. who Hannah came to and was like, I'm being bullied and I want to kill myself. And he was like, well,
nonsense child, there's the door.
The last season, that Hannah goes to that guy and she's like, I'm being bullied and like sexually harassed and I feel really bad and I want to kill myself. And he's just like, well, you know, high school's tough. There's the door.
Jesus.
I feel like that's like actually a pretty accurate portrayal of guidance counselors absolutely. And adults in high school. So.
He just starts hearing lawsuit yeah, in the air conditioning vents.
Like by the time I got to high school, my family had been in therapy. I don't mind talking about this, and I'd been to therapy myself, like to a real fucking doctor and shit, like real therapist. So then, like, I remember going to talk to my guidance counselor one time for one thing, not like a personal problem, but just like for something that I needed to talk about for school. And I was talking to them, and like I remember thinking to myself, like, this person could never be a therapist. Like, this person has no business calling themselves a therapist in any right. I will never confide in this person. They are terrible.
This is gonna be mean to say, but guidance counselors are like failed social workers.
Yeah, no.
So yes. In the chain, yeah. I mean, hey, let's be honest. Mental illness is bad. You gotta watch out. Take care of yourself. You're not alone. I also have seen a therapist. I also see a therapist. It's good to take care of your mental health.
Yeah, you know who's not good for that? People that can't teach. So they have to listen to kids' problems. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be a dick because, hey, therapists are important and great, but not whenever they're being paid by a school.
Why does this school allow the tunnel snakes to enroll semester after semester?
Also, where the fuck are the teachers in the hallway?
Yeah.
Like, if I was in college, if I was in high school and a teacher saw this level of confrontation happen, they'd be like, hey, what's going on? What's going on, guys?
He's here.
Shit, the man with all the power. Oh, never mind.
You ready to get choke slammed, little kid?
Like, he just pulls his collar up to hide the bruises that are now appearing on his neck. He just handles him a revolver.
I'm gonna go here. Take this gun.
Don't you ever let him talk to you that way again.
All right, I got a knife if you need it.
We found our comedic groove where we just take everybody's emotions to the extreme. That's what
cool.
We need to do.
Only halfway through, and we've already found our comedic
groove.
No
idea how excited I was 2 or 3 minutes ago when I thought it was. I was like, I can't wait to eat.
Awesome. I like that the tunnel snakes are all like, hey, look at my flip phone. I got all this child porn on it.
So do you think your mom's going to know what the tunnel snakes are, Hugh?
You know what? I bet she'll be able to guess that it is a gang of some kind.
Man, it's really actually fucked up when you think about the fact that any kind of sexting in high school is child pornography.
Yeah.
And that's what, every time they're like sexting, you could just replace it with child pornography and correct.
Only sexting with pictures though, right? If you're just saying sexual things.
Yeah,
I
don't think any of them are, like, I think when they say sexting, they don't mean, like, they're talking about photos.
Are people actually using the word sexting in this show?
They have used it multiple times.
Okay, I don't. I mean, I'm
including
I'm
on the stand
words on the screen,
including
I had to put
in
captions
the court
on because I could not listen to this anymore.
This is the chill gay guy.
This is the cool. Oh, hey, here he is.
Yeah,
he's a 35-year-old high school student.
I legit did not realize he was still in high school. I thought he was
he's
just like
stars
a kid.
Behind
that,
his
yeah. Why do all of these high schoolers have the worst fucking tattoos?
I don't know.
I dated a girl with tattoos like that, and I remember the first time I saw them on her, I was just like, ooh, this isn't going to work out. You make bad decisions. That's basically a face tat.
I feel like if you're going to get tattoos like that, you have to get so many tattoos that it's just like, yeah, I was just trying to fill my entire body up.
I mean, like that one girl that he could not bring himself to fuck.
Right, except that there's no way that she she's got to be 18, right? If she's still in high school and has tattoos.
I guess.
There's no way she, as a high schooler, could afford to get that many tattoos in one single fucking year.
I really like the prospect.
I'm gonna tell you right now, fucked up girls in high school find a lot of money real fast.
Joshua, I like the prospect that actually every one of the grades in this high school is filled with only 18-year-olds. Sophomore year, all 18-year-olds. Seniors, all 18.
What is happening?
They're at the baseball game. They're saying...
What the fuck is happening?
They're saying if you sexually assault a girl, you can't play baseball.
Oh, shoot.
I can't play baseball? But that's the only way I can save my parents from the prison island.
How homoerotic is... Goddamn. How homoerotic is this baseball team? Are any of these guys fucking each other on the DL?
I don't know. All I know is they all have very intense...
That would catch my attention.
They all have very intense 5 o'clock shadow. They all look like they've shaved this morning.
They shaved 5 minutes before going on set, and that's how they look.
This does kind of feel like they went to a college theater department to cast this entire show.
That's a great insight, Joshua.
Yeah, it. I feel like they're in a college town in like Canada.
Yes, yeah.
Look at this insanely huge coffee shop.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that part from season one, that there's like a Walmart-sized coffee shop in their town that everybody hangs out and loves.
Welcome to our small town. This coffee shop is the size of a basketball court.
Yeah, we've got all these quirky booths and tables.
You're welcome.
These guys got so earnest and quiet, but I have no idea what they're talking about. What did he just give him?
Pictures keep secrets. Just like
Peach Pit. Yeah, have you ever gotten a photo? And like that's why I avoid photos, because every time I take one and I show it to someone, it just whispers, "He killed that kid in 1989. And I'm like, fucking,
That's why you have to take pictures of people taking their clothes off, because they will reveal the secret of that person taking the clothes off. That's how you understand what you see.
Hey, Joshua, have you ever heard of this thing called series called Harry Potter?
Yeah, I have.
Do you remember, like, in that series, I don't know if you're familiar, in that series, there's, like, ghosts in paintings, and they talk, and they know shit? Mm-hmm. Photographs are just that.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You know what? I think that the background characters are actual teens.
Oh, this is a spinoff from Harry Potter.
Yes. Accurate. It's all the muggles in Harry Potter.
I guess when you think about it, every piece of media, every piece of media takes place in the Harry Potter universe.
God, that's a dark thought.
Man,
are they all like, oh, I don't know if I can play because I'm not allowed to rape anymore? What's the point? Where's the joy in playing baseball if I don't know I can just walk off field?
Like, first they took away our halftime murder blood sport. Now.
Yeah. We got detention because we beat some kid to death with bats, and now what? We can't even, rape a person.
Do you think there's someone in the school who went on Twitter and tweeted, at JK Rowling, Hannah, my friend Hannah wouldn't have died if Harry Potter wouldn't stop hiding from the muggle world?
You know what? I think that's exactly what happened, Patrick. Oh, these guys are sitting extremely close. This guy, look at, did you see that guy's knee was in between the other guy's knees? These guys are gonna fuck.
No.
Why would you put Doritos in a bag like that? That is how you crush
the most wrinkly bag of Sour Patch Kids ever.
Oh my gosh.
I like his book in the background.
Is this bad flirting? Is this just bad flirting before they have sex?
No, they're going to eat the chips, and then when they get really close, because you need to get close if you both want to snort the Cool Ranch dust.
God, this does make me want a big old bag of Doritos, though.
They don't want to tell a story. They're just making hour-long commercials because they know suicide sells Doritos chips like no fucking other.
Guys, get some sweet chili.
They've tried their goofy... Sorry, go ahead.
Get some sweet chili Doritos.
No, sweet...
All right, let's take a pause. I'm going to run to the CVS at 10 o'clock at night, and I'm going to get
some sweet... We are not pausing this for anything. I don't care if a bomb goes off. We're
oh my god!
This fucking episode.
me and the rubble.
It's where he hides his secret treasure.
What kind of fucking Count of Monte Cristo bullshit is about to happen here?
That's where I buried my brother.
Like, okay, I'm like, I just feel like these guys are going to start making out at some point, and it's
oh, he shot like, himself.
He shot himself?
Apparently, he just said that's from the bullet from when he shot himself in the head. He looks good.
Did the bullet cause him to age?
It was a time bullet.
I just
realized
what looks so weird about Joe Jonas's ears, or not Joe Jonas, Nick Jonas's ears here.
They're tilted.
They're upside
back.
Down.
Yes, they're
yes, upside
yes!
down.
Exactly. They're big on the bottom and they're tilted backwards. They look like radio dishes. He's trying to fucking phone home or some shit.
Let's not bully this child actor, this adult young adult actor who has almost definitely raked in more money from this show than any of us have ever seen in a single paycheck.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I mean, Patrick, that kind of makes sense because if you're talking, what, like bi-weekly paychecks, or semi-weekly paychecks at the most, and this guy, we're talking about probably an entire, like,
I bet this guy, work. I bet this guy doesn't get more than $50,000 for this.
Oh my god, it's the guy from every single TV show ever made.
Can we just have the show about these real adults? Sorry, these guys are seniors in high school. What am I saying?
This is just a smoother-faced Willem Dafoe.
Do you not know who this guy is?
He looks familiar.
He was in iZombie.
Oh, he was. He was,
He's Max Rager.
What the fuck is iZombie? What is iZombie?
A better
show. That's what we should be watching.
No, this show's too good.
No, I don't want to watch this stupid
We need to send this to our miss... Like, we need to send this to our missing host so we can feel bad about all this despair we've experienced.
I'm not allowed to rape, so I masturbated my arm into, like,
oh my
pain.
God.
Like, what the fuck is it? Like, is this, like, the sacrifice I have to go through? I don't, like...
Also, what is this high school campus? Is this how high school campuses are?
I went to a very nice high school with a large campus. Nothing like this.
I went to a very small high
this
school.
This is the rapist, right?
That was in the shape of a cross made out of orbs, and and it was also like the size of that coffee shop they were in earlier.
Mine was huge. It had a very large campus and was not pretty at all.
You should have gotten it. You should have gotten an architect that used to be a priest and is just making crosses out of shit in secret.
I'm good, thank you.
So, okay,
oh, I legitimately
there's a lot to unpack from this scene. So that guy just asked that other girl out in front of his girlfriend, apparently.
Yeah.
And also he asked her to grab a drink even though they're both 18. That seems like a weird date.
They might be in Canada.
Oh, is this set in Canada?
You know what?
It feels like it. Okay. The amount of homosexual tension that is rife in this show.
No,
is coming
this
to a
show
crescendo
is too
in this
afraid.
Scene. Look at her. Come on. You know
wait, are happen. They are they both in the legal field, or
so
are they just...
She's the friend lawyer. Like, she's her other person who's helping her out.
Cool. So this is just two fucking lawyer wasp moms who are enjoying a nice, like, Pinot Noir while looking at their...
Look how much how judgy her daughter. Mom is. God. What fucking teenager is this verbose about their shit and don't just say, Mom, I just don't want to talk about it. I just don't want to take any more pictures. Get out of my room. Like
these are just
like,
all teenagers as written by John Green.
So
they could be twisted against you and hurt you.
My favorite part is that, like, so in season one, she had a dad, but that dad's not in season two. So in every flashback, he also retroactively no longer exists.
Well, we saw all the dad flashbacks, so we don't need to see any more dad
flashbacks. He had already moved out. He went to war.
I don't think, aside from that cop, I don't think I've seen a single dad in this entire show.
You know what? That explains why these young men don't know how to act like men. They don't have good male role models. They just have this guidance counselor that chokes the shit out of people.
All right, so let me tell you, Joshua, about this about why The Last Man. Which was the prequel to this series.
Right. The cop dad is the guy from that comic.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Well, no, he's his son.
What is this?
Oh, okay.
What is this bit you're doing?
Hugh, get out of here. This bit's for me, Joshua, and your mom.
Stop being mean.
Your mom's a big indie comics fan.
Is that just
comics
his background
fan, right?
Now? He just has a picture of her.
And then the next one is the creeper shots.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot I was in public. Shit.
It was with the character introduced this season, who we never met before.
This first season guy, it seems like he's, like, walking around with a bomb on his chest, and everyone's like, fuck, he's here.
Literally, I feel like he's gotten, like, a couple of lines this entire season, or this entire episode, and it's like, are you even in this show? Why are you here?
He tried to fuck that girl at the beginning, remember?
Wait, so is this...
He forgot where his penis was.
Is this... And I have a real question about this show. Is it supposed to be a drama, or is it supposed to be a mystery?
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be a comedy.
It's a drama because she killed herself in the first episode.
I don't think that's very dramatic, to be honest. Watching it, it was just...
Let me tell you about a show called...
She just lives in the underground and does elaborate
Yeah, I don't...
painting.
Like, listen, it's weird in Canada. But let me tell you, Joshua, about the tale of this other Canadian drama called Degrassi, The Next Generation.
I'm so glad we're not watching Degrassi.
Are you...
Yeah, I don't want to watch Degrassi.
You'd rather watch this than Degrassi?
I'd rather watch one episode of this than one episode of Degrassi.
Because we could have watched...
I'd actually rather watch this season, because it's only two seasons. Degrassi's fucking 20.
Well, let me tell you about the episode of Degrassi with Jay and Silent Bob.
No, thank you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, what happened?
He's got schizophrenia, remember?
No, the ghost field took over his girlfriend and turned her into Hannah. So he just made out with his girlfriend and a ghost simultaneously.
Hey, remember this couch?
Oh, no. Does he have erectile ghost dysfunction?
Okay. She just does not look anything under 30 to me. Nothing wrong with her acting or anything. I'm just saying she looks... so much older than him.
It's really weird that you say looks when she lives in a warehouse.
Well, I mean, everything about her, like, they didn't do anything to make her character seem his age.
But it's like, I don't think she's in high, like, we haven't seen her in high school.
But is that the thing, that he's got a girlfriend who's, like, 30 years old? Which, hey, I was in that part of my life for a while, but it's just weird.
What the fuck, you turned into a ghost again.
Dude buffed up because he knew he was
dude he is man imagine if all the nerds in your high school were this buff.
I was that buff when I was in high school because I was swimming every day, and like then I went to college and got all flat and or got all
I just
soft.
The ghost field,
not feel bad,
the ghost field, the ghost field is overpowering me.
Ghosts?
Why would he tell anyone?
Like,
I don't
it just
know.
Seems like he's making excuses to not have sex with her now.
No, it's the ghost field.
Yeah, but like to her, what, the first time he sees cuts on her legs, he treats her like shit, she takes him home. Second time they're about to have sex, he quote-unquote freaks out and sees the other girl, so he doesn't want to fuck her.
Ew, it's what's like, the goo in that box?
You don't want to fuck her, just say
ectoplasm.
It. It's ghost field.
The ghost field.
Wasn't this guy the like omnipotent motherfucker from last season?
Yeah.
He was like driving around, like he would show up and be like, you need to keep listening to the tapes, bro. I know.
Yeah,
I,
he
so
was
I
the messenger
around,
of the
I
tapes.
But I know you've only listened to half of this tape. You need to listen to the other half, bro.
Yeah, he was the one who was, like, the messenger of the tapes who wasn't on them, but he knew about, like, I don't know how. I don't remember him and Hannah
was,
ever meeting.
Yeah, I was like, if he's such a cool guy, why wasn't he a comforting friend to that girl? Also, what's this?
Because they weren't friends.
Yeah, but then why does he give so much of a shit about the tapes?
Well, because he was summoned into the Aretha... What is it? The
ethereal.
Into ethereal plane to carry out this woman's final wishes. Like the reason why everyone was really mad about the suicide last season is it wasn't just a suicide; it was also a summoning ritual.
Mm. All right, fair enough.
It powered both the ghost field and as well summoned Tony into this reality in which to bring about her revenge.
Did it also age a bunch of people?
No, that's just hard living.
Another dad. Look, there's a dad right there.
Hey, there we go.
We've seen two dads.
I guess it's all the girls only have dads and all the boys only have moms.
Yeah, because of bad writers. Oh man, I just got really excited because I convinced myself this was like a slasher. Man, it'd be so cool if she like had to like run from a guy.
It like, turns out,
nope, nope, she's going to go look out a door or something. Yep.
The credits hit and it just says, it follows too.
Oh, man. You want to talk about how much more interested I would be? Fucking what? What?
God, they couldn't even get the right race for the dummy. Is that supposed to be her?
What is this? She doesn't have short hair.
You're next. I killed this dummy. Now it's you.
Why are they threatening a rape victim?
Because they don't want her to testify.
What?
Because, listen, so the person, like, so Bryce is an enemy warlock who's been getting his summoning powers by killing the team during halftime during the baseball games.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, I just pitched you a much better show, didn't I?
It's pretty hard to not pitch me a better show, Pat.
The Ghost Field.
Is this like a real gritty take of Danny Phantom?
Oh,
great.
Holy shit, it's over.
It's Thank over, we're free.
God. Oh my god.
They freed us from the Ghost Field.
Everyone, I'm sorry you watched this.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to this episode of
Yeah.
Reasons Why. Join us next week. We'll listen to Columbo again, I promise. Please.
It is going to be Columbo, or at least not this again.
John, Holy if you're listening, shit. Baby. John, if you're listening, baby, please don't leave us again.
All right. Keep smoking. Okay. You fucking. Watch out for aged teenagers. They turn out to be rapists and keep smoking that crazy gremlin weed. All right. We're done.